From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A ceasefire between Ukrainian and Russian-backed separatists took effect at 22 hours Universal Time Saturday, but it's not known how long it will hold. The ceasefire was announced by Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, who gave the order to government forces to stop firing at midnight local time, in line with an agreement hammered out earlier this week.
We guarantee that the all Ukrainian armed forces will fulfill the order of the President of Ukraine.
The ceasefire agreement was reached in marathon talks that featured France, Germany, Ukraine, and Russia, Russian-backed separatists in Ukraine, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. There are reports from Denmark that there has been a second shooting in which three people, including two police officers, were injured. That followed an attack by a gunman with an automatic weapon who fired on a free speech event at a Copenhagen cafe Saturday. One person was killed in the early attack. Three police officers were wounded. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt called Saturday's deadly shooting a terrorist attack.
Denmark has been hit by a very serious act of violence tonight. We feel certain now that it is a politically motivated attack, and thereby it is a terrorist attack.
Swedish cartoonist Lars Vilks was scheduled to speak at the Copenhagen Cafe. Vilks is known for provocative drawings, including a 2007 cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad with the body of a dog. He was not harmed in the shooting. This is VOA News. The governor of Nigeria's Gombe State has imposed a 24-hour curfew in response to a Boko Haram attack that sparked raging gunfire on Saturday. The governor's spokesman announced the move, saying though the fighting is taking place in Gombe City, the curfew will take effect across the entire state. He said residents are to remain indoors until further notice as security forces try to track down the gunman and restore order. There is no word on casualties. Sierra Leone has quarantined a neighborhood in its capital city, Freetown, following the emergence of several new cases of Ebola. The coastal district of Aberdeen, home to slums and upscale hotels, was shut down Friday. The quarantine is a setback for the West African country that had the most cases of Ebola in a recent outbreak. That outbreak killed almost 9,000 people in several African countries. U.S. President Barack Obama laid out his plan to ensure that more children graduate from school fully prepared for college and a career. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said there have been signs in recent years that elementary and secondary school students are doing better, but he said students will only do better in the 21st century economy if they are better prepared than their parents were.
In today's world, we have to equip all our kids with an education that prepares them for success, regardless of what they look like or how much their parents make or the zip code that they live in.
Mr. Obama criticized a Republican-led education bill in Congress, saying it would lock in cuts to schools for the rest of this decade. He said if the bill were in place, the United States would end up investing less in education in 2021 than it did in 2012. In the Republican response, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon called on President Obama to approve construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline.
That's what the Keystone is about. Not politics, not Republicans and Democrats. It's about jobs. It's about energy. It's about infrastructure. It's about hope. President Obama was once about that, too.
The House and Senate have approved the pipeline, but lack the votes to override a presidential veto. Critics say the pipeline will increase pollution and put communities along its length at risk of an environmental disaster. And protesters took to the streets of Bahrain Saturday to mark the fourth anniversary of an uprising that called for widespread reform in the country. Demonstrators have demanded democratic reforms and an end to what they say is discrimination by Bahrain's Sunni rulers. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.